This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I really have a wonderful producer. Alex is our producer at GCN. And every morning, just before the broadcast, I get a chance to spend a few minutes off the air with him. And we talk about the news and we talk about things in general. And it's just a great, great time for me to meet and spend few minutes with Alex. So, Alex, thank you so much. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting live from Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, and converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. So you may click on USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. I've received a lot of calls and emails about my friend and USA Prepares senior instructor, Bob Chapman. Rumors of his passing circulated the internet, and I'm very, very, very sorry to report that our dear friend and mentor, Bob Chapman, has passed away. I made a deliberate decision not to make the announcement until it was announced by Bob Chapman's immediate family. Because that's what I would have wanted if Bob were my parent. Yesterday afternoon, the announcement was made by the funeral home in charge of the arrangements, and it was at that point that I made the announcement on the 3 o'clock broadcast about the passing of Bob Chapman. It goes without saying that Bob is missed. Yesterday was our regularly scheduled class with Bob Chapman every Tuesday. And this morning's class here on GCN is our regularly scheduled class with Bob Chapman. There's only one broadcaster that had more time with Bob Chapman per week than we at USA Prepares did. I was privileged to have that time with Bob Chapman. I'm honored. We miss you, Bob. There's the first 72 hours with C.L. Ferris. C.L., welcome.
Yes, thank you, Ben. It's a pretty somber moment, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, he was one of the true heroes. I mean, totally for, you know, all of his efforts for humanity. I know that sounds maybe a little melodramatic, but we may never know how many people he's helped. He was one of the good ones.
You're absolutely right. He was. Well, CL, you're going to have to take it from here.
Yeah, I know. What Bob Chapman and so many others have tried and are continuing to try to do is to wake people up to the truth and the situations that are unfolding even now as we speak. I think when I first heard about prepping and all that, and some of the real truth I was exposed to all the way back in 92, I had resistance to it like so many others. But then as you start stumbling over more and more truth and you realize that our world is not what you thought it was, and our world is changing, and it's not going to be what it is now, we owe it to ourselves, our families, our friends, our circle of influence to share truth with them. I can't think of a higher, more noble cause. And Bob Chapman was certainly one of the people who spearheaded that effort. And so, we're all here to do our part.
Well, you're absolutely right. He really wanted every one of us to prepare. So, CL, yesterday we talked about the first 72 hours, and we received substantial feedback, and the class wanted us to do more. They were kind of surprised at some of the things that we were saying about the major agencies that we've thought we could trust, and they realize now that we have to take care of ourselves. And so did you have some thoughts about the first 72 hours, or how would you like to start this broadcast?
Well, hopefully most of our listeners got some pieces of information yesterday that either they didn't know or they were kind of reminded of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
sure.
We were certainly not bashing the Red Cross, but at the same time, what we are interested in doing is making people aware that when the system goes down, we really only have ourselves and our group to count on. We're not going to be able to count on the government agencies. They are going to be completely overwhelmed. They are going to be understaffed.
And human nature is going to take over.
Yeah.
And people, you know, people are going to be worried about their families. And if they have a choice about protecting some strangers and helping some strangers, or singing to it that their families survive, I think it's clear that they're going to take care of their own families. I mean, I've talked to police officers, peace officers. I've talked to people that work in the government, and it's clear they're going home.
Yeah, they're not going to be answering the phone.
That's right. That's right. So,
and you know, kind of briefly, what we covered yesterday was, you know, having a plan, having several plans in place, because we don't know if the first thing that's going to hit us is, you know, an economic collapse, if martial law is going to be, you know, the first order of the day, and mm-hmm. foreign troops are on our streets and in our cities. We need to have mentally gone through a number of scenarios, so it's much more of an automatic response, because we know that when a disaster hits, there is certainly a chance for panic. And that blurs our clear thinking and our decision-making abilities. And if we don't have a plan in place, then we're in a state of inaction, which could actually be very, very detrimental to our safety.
So, well, when you talk about panic, Joel Johnson of Kodiak Survival, you know, the guy that we refer to as MacGyver, he says over and over again that panic is the worst thing that you can do. So you're on the same page. I'm on the same page. He's on the same page. You need to have a plan, and we keep saying that, but plan can be really simple. For example, every member of our family knows that when certain events happen, they are to do certain things without hesitation. Without hesitation.
Yes, in fact. When you look at the first initial news, mm-hmm. when we are first made aware of a catastrophe, a crisis, a disaster, number one, we want to immediately assess the situation in mm-hmm. regards to ourselves, certainly geographically, where are we in relation to what has just gone down. And certainly communicating with key people, At that time, we talked yesterday about the fact that texts are a much more expeditious way of communicating with people as opposed to trying to place a phone call. Mm-hmm. If you, you know, if you send a text to your group, if they already know that there is location number 1, 2, or 3 as an option base, and you're letting them know which option you're going to, it's real clear, real succinct. Going to option, heading to number, meet me at, you know, whatever code you've developed with your family. Mm-hmm. And then the bottom line is deciding whether you're staying or you're going. Mm-hmm. You know, based on what's occurred, are you in a situation where hunkering down makes the most sense, or are you in a situation where due to, who knows, seismic activity, any number of things, tornadic activity, is your own environment still safe to be in, or do you need to evacuate?
Yeah, hunkering down on the coastline of Japan during the during that massive earthquake and resulting storm was not the thing to do. Evacuate was the thing to do.
Yeah, unfortunately. And so one of the things that I want to share with the classroom is several days ago on one of the broadcasts that we did, you brought up an old TV series called Jericho. Mm-hmm. It was actually on the air from 06 to 08. And all those episodes are still available on Netflix. It has been real interesting to watch them. I have viewed a number of episodes already, and I feel like they represent a surprisingly clear and accurate portrayal of some of the things that we might expect. I mean, It's high time that people know that what is coming may not be temporary. You know, it could be a game changer for everybody.
C.L. Ferris, USAPrepares.com. She was just talking about Jericho, the TV series. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
C.L. Ferris is with me, bringing a woman's point of view to the first 72 hours directly after any emergency and how to survive that emergency. C.L.?
Yeah, hi, Ben.
Well, you know, we're talking about the first 72 hours, how it's so important, and you were talking about Jericho, the TV series. That series illustrates human nature at its best and worst. It illustrates what happens when a small town that yesterday all got along great, and their neighboring town all got along great, and they used to compete in sports, and they knew each other's families, and the children played together, and so forth. And all of a sudden, something happens. And everything changes. They've got what they've got. They're not going to get anything else. And they're learning, uh-oh, we're in a lot of trouble. We've got to figure out how we're going to make our supplies last. The supply chain has stopped. We don't know if it's going to start, when it's going to start, if electricity is going to return. They have no idea. And it's a series about how families and individuals and the group dynamic works together. Some of it is disturbing because you see how people are going to act under stress. Some of them can't handle it. Some can. Some become leaders, and some become scorned.
It's something else. It covers a number of different scenarios. I mean, everything from if you are hunkering down inside of a storm shelter, for instance, and all of a sudden you find out that you are with someone who's highly claustrophobic, how completely unsettling that can be to the rest of the people.
Yeah, one person going off the deep end, yelling and screaming and losing control can affect 100 other people in that storm shelter.
I think the biggest problem, I mean, seriously, the biggest problem that we have in terms of the whole preparation mindset is even the people who are prepared, even the people who have, you know, stores of food and water and first aid kits and everything else that generically speaking makes a lot of sense. You know, it's the whole mental aspect of preparation. It's knowing that at some point in time, when the grid goes down, when there are people that are without homes, when there are groups of people that may actually be on the roads, we're going to be facing something called pack mentality. You know, growing up, we always heard that there's safety in numbers. And, you know, unfortunately, that works on the defense and offense side. I mean, if you're talking about encountering a hungry, thirsty, scared individual who's desperate, that could be a real problem. But if you're encountering a group of individuals like that, we've got to be able to take a stand. And I mean, we're not just talking about, you know, an individual looter or two that's trying to grab something and run. What we're going up against could be completely unpredictable. There's going to be a lot of territorial situation going on at one point or another. And we're looking at violence that most people are not used to or never even been exposed to. So I believe that, I'm hoping that anyway, that people's survival instincts will be stronger than their fear to pull the trigger.
Sure.
I mean, people need to understand that preparation is about a whole lot more than how much food you have on hand. I mean, are you willing to defend your life and those around you? You know, and that's even if you have firearms and ammo. I mean, and are you prepared with alternatives? If you have to vacate, do you have at least two different places staked out? Do you have clear-cut routes that you know that you're going to be taking to get there? Do you have contingency plans in place in case these routes are impassable due to high water or down power lines or fallen trees?
Class, I hope you're listening very carefully. That's a female voice on the broadcast with me. Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. Delighted to have C.L. Ferris with me. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
As I mentioned, in the broadcast today, Bob Chapman has passed away. And if you would like to sign his guest book, it's online. You can go to usaprepares.com, the easiest way to get there that I know. We have a link right on page one. And it says Bob Chapman, and you can click on it, and it'll take you right to the guest book, and you can sign it right now. And the guest book opened yesterday afternoon. My entry is on page number 2. There are currently 131 pages on Bob Chapman's guest book, and it just opened late yesterday afternoon. Bob Chapman is loved by a lot of people. C.L. Ferris and I are talking about preparing from a woman's perspective. I think it's absolutely wonderful to hear your voice, C.L., and your concerns about preparedness. And we're talking about the pack mentality. We're talking about how to survive the pack mentality. And that's something that we've taught at three of our expos, Expo number 1, 2, and 3. Mike Moss taught that, how to negotiate for your life, also known as how to bribe for your life. That was just one tactic in surviving this pack mentality when they are opposing you. What about looting?
I want to talk about that in more detail. But then what I want to say to the listening audience, and you know I respect you tremendously and what you're trying to do, but with all due respect, I think preparation is genderless.
Oh, I know that. Let me tell you why I've mentioned that several times. Very, very, very rarely do we hear the kinds of things that you are saying from a woman. Very rarely. And you are out in front. And I'm so proud of you because you are showing so many of us that it is genderless. That's the point.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff cuts across gender lines. And if anything, women in general are at, you know, more of a disadvantage because when guys are growing up, they may go hunting with their dad. So they are much more familiar with and much more comfortable with firearms and, you know, and a number of things. But,
yeah.
You know, we talked earlier this week about the whole concept of side by side.
Right.
And I believe it's each individual's responsibility, regardless of their gender.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Yeah,
I totally
agree. To be as well informed, to be as trained and on as many different things as possible, because, you know, if we knew what was coming, we would know exactly what and how to prepare. But there are so many different scenarios out there that could and may be coming at us that we really can't prepare enough. You know, and I know that I may be accused of being a little melodramatic here on some of the things that I say, but my biggest concern is that people are not getting a real perspective on the gravity and the difficulty of what is coming at us. I mean, think about this. You know, we talk about food stores, but are we thinking about actually having several stashes of supplies in different locations because we need to? One of our food supplies may get used up. Our food supplies may actually be stolen because that's what any type of disenfranchised person is coming for. They're looking for our food, our water, our ammo. And what if in one situation or another our food supply is contaminated? So we really do need to take our supplies and divide them up into several different locations, and it wouldn't hurt to have some of these stashes en route to some of our different locations in the event that we do need to leave our homes. I mean, I don't think you can be prepared enough. And as far as other things to consider, you know, in the initial stages, I mean, all you have to do is look at things like Katrina or the earthquake in Haiti. I mean, immediately you had massive numbers of people who were injured, some of them very severely. Okay. Have people thought through how they plan to address these situations, especially if no medical response team will be dispatched? I mean, does the whole group stay with the injured parties? Who goes for help? And at what point are you prepared or willing to leave that person or those persons if the safety of the rest of your group is going to be compromised or jeopardized? I mean, these are some really hard things to think about.
They require lots and lots of discussion. And requires family meetings and meetings with neighbors. And CL, I can tell you that these kinds of discussions are happening now all over the United States. They are happening. I can tell you. They're happening.
I mean, yeah, the true bottom line to preparation is you have to prepare to get prepared. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, and no one really wants to wait until a disaster hits to start and think about what they would do. I mean, and yet there are so many people who aren't even listening for whatever reason, that one of the scariest things to a prepper is all the people around us who have not prepared.
That is probably the scariest thing, because I don't think you've ever asked me why I do this, but that is a big concern of mine. That is the biggest concern.
A lot of listeners would like to know, Vin. I mean, we know that you are USA Prepares, but what's the origin of that? I mean, what shook your world up at what point in time when you said, this is real and this is coming and I love my family and I owe it to them and the people I care about to get the word out?
In the 1980s, I was a designer of computer systems for three of the largest banks in the country. I was their dreamer. And I designed, I put in one of the first audio response units in the country. Press number one for this, press number two for that, you
I
know,
hate
for banking.
This, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I pulled my shoulder, patting myself on the back, you know, when we turned the system on. And then the first thing I said was, oh, I can't believe I did that. How horrible. I'm going to regret doing this. And I do. So when you think about that, you can blame me. That was one of the things I did. And so I was looking out, you know, while I was working on these computer designs to make banking more efficient, if you will. And there are a lot of reasons why I did that. And all of them trace back to employee apathy at the bank, employee laziness, and employees not showing up for work. I had to build systems to compensate for the degradation of the American work ethic. But I was looking out the window from this multi-story building, and I was looking down on the interstate, and I said, holy smokes, you know what? If anything ever goes wrong, there's only one way out of town, and that's south. And that's going to be clogged. You know, a couple lanes of interstate were going to be clogged. And I decided to jump off the corporate ladder and buy a farm. And that's what I did. And so I left the corporate world, being a corporate officer, to becoming a farmer. And I've been a farmer since 1989. And so being a farmer, you absolutely positively have to be prepared. Everything breaks. The fences fall down. The fences get torn up by trees falling on them and so forth. And animals get sick and animals die and pastures dry up. And there's problems that are just everywhere if you're a farmer. And I live this lifestyle, this preparedness lifestyle. So I wanted to teach other people that society is really, really hanging on by a thread. And most people wouldn't listen to me. I have members of my extended family that, you know, they still think Vinny's nuts. And I tried to educate them, and the answer is always the same. Hey, well, you know what? If things get bad, we'll just come to Vinny's house. So, I tried to. I had a farm in Virginia, and it wasn't big enough. It was only 80 acres, and which is an okay sized farm in Virginia, but it's nowhere near big enough. And so, I decided to move the entire family to a place that I thought was safe. And I did a lot of research, and I found the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And I looked all over for a farm here, and I found something that I would say is almost ideal. And so I moved in here, and I was trying to teach our community to prepare. And they think Vinny's nuts. And so, you know, I was a member of the Lions Club, and I tried to help the Industrial Development Authority, and I volunteered to help one. And to this day, you know, 7 years later, they still think I'm nuts. So I decided to do an expo and teach people in my family that they really do need to prepare. And since they weren't listening to me, and since my community wasn't listening to me, maybe they might listen to experts from all over the country. Well, in order to do that, I had to advertise to get people to be aware of the expo. In order to do that, I had to do some radio advertising and television advertising. Well, I was offered a once-a-week broadcast on a small station in Springfield, Missouri, that led to me being on the largest station in Springfield, Missouri, the same station that Rush Limbaugh broadcasts on. And things just developed. And now, I mean, that's how we got to being behind the microphone today. And all of that led to me finding people that are like-minded and who are instructor or who could be instructors and teach other people things that they've learned, that things that they are expert in. So that's how all of this has happened. And that's because I have this fear. And this fear is that if people are not prepared for whatever may happen, they're going to take whatever they need. And they're going to take it from wherever they find it. And that means that there's going to be broken glass and blood. And that's unacceptable to me. So because of all that, here we are, right here, right now, today.
Well, I, for one, am very grateful for you and all of the massive amount of effort that you have gone to get it this far. And, you know, it really gets down to, are you a prepper or are you a non-prepper?
Or a victim. I'm Vince Pinella, D.L. Ferris, USAPreparedness.com. We're talking about the first 72 hours. It's easy to get sidetracked with C.L. Ferris. It's all my fault. I'm Vince Pinella. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety Variety Unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus Meat Eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, no whining. And it's my opinion that lack of preparation is going to be a major, major, major cause of looting as we go forward. The lack of supplies, the lack of infant formula, the lack of diapers, the lack of food, the lack of water, due to the lack of preparation on the part of some, probably many, I believe, will cause looting. CL, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, what we were saying, you know, going into the commercials was really the scariest things to a prepper is all the people around them who have not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. They are going to call or show up on our doorsteps and expect us to take them in, defend them, feed them. But unless they are one of the people who we have already factored into our plans, then they are detrimental to the plans we have already put in place and the food and water we've already allocated. I mean, this is going to be really difficult for a lot of people, because I think that the basic American is a very compassionate and giving person. But the more that we are willing to share, the less we have for those of us or those in our group. So it's going to be a tough call. There's no way around it. And then there's other things to think about. For instance, if we do have to bug out, here in the state of Missouri, people are really fortunate because we have a number of caves in the state of Missouri. In fact, the nickname for Missouri is the Swiss cheese state. There's somewhere around 6,000 different caves in Missouri. Add to that rock quarries and underground storages. And I think when the hooey hits the fan, I think a lot of people will head to the closest one to them. The problem with that scenario is that you take various groups who do not know each other that end up in the same place, and it gets down to, okay, we are sharing the same space, but we're not necessarily sharing our provisions.
Yeah.
That could get real hairy. One of the things, I mean, if we're not dealing with anything that's solar, if we're, you know, if the CMEs haven't forced us all underground, if people do have to bug out, one of the things that I would recommend is knowing where your nearest campgrounds are. There are some great campgrounds in this country, and they have everything from, some of them have toilets and showers. Some of them have at least, cooking grills, that kind of thing, to be able to prepare food. The whole adage of safety in numbers, it cuts both ways. I think initially people are just going to be scared and they're going to be relieved to be away from the disaster or away from the problem or the issue. But ultimately, long term, these groups of people will need to either learn to cooperate with each other or they'll take each other out. There's so many things to consider. And I think the mindset of a prepper is as important as any other thing that we have. I mean,
let me tell you something that I heard that was absolutely terrifying to me. I know a man, he's a friend of mine, and he has a great position, well-respected. And he is a survivalist and a preparedness-minded guy. And one day he and I were talking, and he said, Vinny, I may have to shoot my in-laws first. And I looked at him like, and he was serious. And I looked at him and I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, they won't prepare. And they're going to come and try to take my stuff. They're going to want what I have. And I can't support them all. They're not paying attention. And
tell
I said,
them
no,
to bring their own stuff, man.
Yeah, that's an unacceptable answer. You can't shoot your family. You can't do it. Don't do it. Don't even think about it. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.